We're very much at home in Mexico, and we travel back and forth freely. And my wife does very well with Spanish, and we have a lot of friends down as far south as well.
You don't have a property to buy?
No, but we're good at
it. No, really, it's I think, an excellent investment. It's a stable country, one of the few in Latin America that has stability. And to the extent that they'll have you, she really has some property there. People to learn.
Absolutely.
You've got to get to know the Mexicans. And so many people, particularly in my state of California, they don't look down their noses at Mexicans. And here in the East, as you know, everybody's obsessed about the blacks. And the Mexicans are put upon much worse than the blacks from an economic standpoint. They're in a horrible condition, Los Angeles and other places. But they have such quality. They can't manage anything very well, that is, generally speaking. They can't do anything very well, but on the other hand, they work, they're loyal, they have a warmth, a warmth that is very real. I mean, most of the Latins are poets.
And they're very moral.
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
We always think of being
poets, it's
quite so forth, but it's not there.
It's quite different. It's really quite different from the black problem. It's a different... Blacks also have very great assets and liabilities. The Mexicans, only those who live with them and know them can appreciate my life school with them, of course, in California. You'll have a chance now to get out there about every 8 months or so. There are problems in Arizona.